I couldn't turn it off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm glad to be in the service just one more time. First, giving honor to God, to the pastor, saints, and friends. So glad to be in this service one more time. We give glory and honor to God today, for truly God is good and he is worthy of all of our praise. We give honor to God today for his presence, to Elder Manyweather, Elder Farmer, and to Deacon Gwen, and to each of you, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are so grateful you chose to worship with us on this Sunday morning. You could have worshiped anywhere, but you took out the time to worship with us, and we are so grateful, so thankful. It is our honor and it is our privilege that you have come to worship with us. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing in our midst, and we're grateful for today. And we're just bringing you greetings all the way from Glen Eaton, Oregon. Amen. Lincoln City is where I'm at. I'm at Lincoln City at the Glen Eaton Beach. Amen. And we are just so blessed today, and we're thankful to God that we can do ministry to Jesus anywhere, everywhere. And we are so glad. We are going to make ready now. Our call to worship says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That means my mind, my heart, my mouth, my eyes, my ears, my hand, my feet have come to bless the Lord on today. So I want you to get ready for a worship experience like none other. Amen. We are ready to give God glory and honor. We're going to have a selection, welcome into this place. Following that selection, we'll have our devotional, our opening prayer and devotional reading by Elder Kathy Manyweather. And then we'll have our pastoral observations. Following that, we will have our exhortation of praise, and we'll have praise and worship, and we'll be ready for the word of God. I hope you're ready to praise the Lord on today, because I am. Welcome into this place.
Your glory, oh, in the universe. you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto your
him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
We do, Lord.
We magnify your name. Oh, oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we welcome you in this place, oh God. We welcome you, Lord God, in every heart, every broken vessel, Lord God, this day. Father, we come for no other reason than to worship you. We come for no other reason than to magnify you, Lord God. And we give your name the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. And we give you the praise. Father God, this morning we present our bodies to you as a living sacrifice, oh God, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Father God, we come to praise you. We come to bless you, Lord God. We come to magnify you, Lord God, because it is by your grace and your grace only that we are here, and we bless your name, oh God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we praise you, oh God. Father, we just want to thank you right now. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your divine favor, Lord God, upon our lives. Thank you for your hand of mercy, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, in the presence of the living God, we praise you. We bless you.
Yes,
we honor
yes,
you, oh God,
yes,
because
God.
You are God all by yourself. And we glorify you this day, oh God. How we love you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. And we thank you, oh God. Thank you for that tender mercy. Father God, we just want to be where you are today. We just want to be in the presence of the living God. We want to pour our love upon you. We want to pour our adoration upon you and say thank you, oh God. For Lord God, you made this day, and we are here to praise you. This is the day that the Lord have made. You made it, Lord God, and we want to thank you. Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would move with power upon your people as we worship you this day. Father, we thank you for your hand of healing and deliverance right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have are doing, things we cannot see, Lord God, not in the natural realm, Lord God. But yet we believe today, Lord God, that you are working it out, and you are working it out for your glory and for our good. We give you the praise, oh God. We give you the honor, oh God. And Lord God, we just want to thank you today.
Thank you
for this Sunday, Lord God. You have brought us through November. This is the last Sunday of the month, Lord God, and we want to thank you. It is a time of thanksgiving, Lord God. We dare not come in but to give your name the praise, to give you the honor. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord God, but you woke us up, Lord God. So we give you the honor and we give you the glory. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you will have your way today in this service, that every heart will be strengthened and encouraged, oh God. Some be challenged, Lord God, as we walk before you, Lord God, as we study your word. Father, have your way in our lives. We bless you now, Lord God. We bless you and we praise you. For you are worthy to be praised. And Lord God, we honor you. We honor you because you have honored us. Father, we thank you for the security of knowing a true and a living God. We thank you for the blessings of knowing the true and the living God. But more importantly, Lord God, you know us. You chose everybody on this line today. It is no, Lord God, it's not by mistake that we are here. So we want to hear your word today, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Speak, oh God, for your servants are listening today. We love you, Lord, and we say welcome into this place. Father God, there's so much that we would want to pray about, Lord God, but I pray that you will search every heart. Every heart right now, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Line it up with your perfect will, Lord God, according to your plan and your purpose for our lives this day. Father God, we do take this opportunity to pray for traveling grace as pastor and family will travel back home. And for all those that are traveling, I thank you, Lord God, that you flew mine back to L.A. this day and you brought her back safely. Thank you, Lord God, for all the traveling grace that we need this day. So, Lord God, we honor you in the sanctuary of our hearts, the sanctuary of our homes, wherever we are. We thank you that you are there this day, and we bless and praise your holy name. Now, Lord God, I pray for Elder Farmer as he breaks the bread of life today. Use the man of God, Lord God, according to your perfect will. No weapon formed against him shall prosper, Lord God. And we pray that your anointing will rest upon him, Lord God, that he will preach the word and be instant in season and out of season, Lord God, as you use him mightily. And the body of Christ, Lord God, have your way in our lives. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, I thank you, and I praise you for who you are, who you are, and I thank you for being one of yours. Lord, your people have gathered today in the presence of the living God, and we give you the name, the glory, the honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and
hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship the Lord as we continue on. We worship the Lord today. We will also be reading the devotional reading coming from Acts, hallelujah, Acts chapter 15, verses 6 through 18. We give God glory, for the word of God is true and it is living, and we pray that it is living and coming alive in each of our hearts. Starting at verse 6, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. So the apostles and elders met together to resolve this issue. At the meeting, after a long discussion, Peter stood and addressed them as follows. Brothers, you all know that God chose me from among you some time ago to preach to the Gentiles so that they could hear the good news and believe. God knows people's hearts, and he confirmed that he accepts Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. He made no distinction between us and them, for he cleansed their hearts through faith. So why are you now challenging God by burdening the Gentile believers with a yoke that neither we nor our ancestors were able to bear? We believe that we are all saved the same way by the undeserving grace of the Lord Jesus. Everyone listened quietly as Barnabas and Paul told about the miraculous signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. When they had finished, James stood up and said, "Brothers, listen to me. Peter told you about the time God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for himself. And this conversion of Gentiles is exactly what the prophet predicted. As it is written, afterwards, I will return and restore the fallen house of David. I will reveal its ruins and restore it so that the rest of humanity might seek the Lord, including the Gentiles and all those I call to be mine. The Lord has spoken, and who made these things known so long ago?" Again, reading from Acts chapter 15, verses 6 through 18. May God richly bless the reading and hearing and the divine application of his holy word. Thank God and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, saints of God, clap your hands and give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to thank Elder Manyweather for that fervent prayer. And truly, we felt the power of the Lord through that prayer on today, and we're just so grateful. And thank you for the scripture reading, such a powerful reading. I hope that we've taken out some time to look at the book of Acts, because that's the church that God is coming back for. If you really want to know what God is coming back for, look at Acts chapter 2. That's the church he's coming back for. That's the church we want to be. That's the church we're striving to be. That's the church we desire to be. And God says, if our ways please him, he'll give us the desires of our hearts. So let's continue to pray. Let's continue to worship. Let's continue to fast. Let's continue to on each other. Let's continue to show love and be real so that God would give us the desires of our hearts. We're truly grateful to God for Elder Manyweather this morning sharing with us the word of God and our prayer time. I just want to give us a few pastoral observations. This Wednesday, December the 1st, will be our end of the year family meeting. I'm asking all members to please join us on Zoom. I will give out that Zoom link this afternoon. Once I get home, I will set the time up and I will send the link out to everyone so that everyone will have it. I will call you if you don't have text message so that you will have access to the Zoom. But that's this Wednesday, December the 1st at 7 o'clock. Our year-end family meeting will be at 7 o'clock p.m. It will be on Zoom. Our women's ministry will be meeting on Saturday, December the 11th at 11 o'clock a.m. I want to encourage you to join in with our women's ministry. We've been having a good time in the Lord and just seeking God's face and doing things that God has required for us to do, and that's fellowship. That's getting to know each other so that we can labor together. That's Saturday, the 11th at 11 a.m., and then our men's ministry will be meeting on, I had that date in my head, the third Friday of December, which is 17th at 6 o'clock p.m. The 17th at 6 o'clock p.m. will be our men's ministry meeting. So I want to encourage you to tell the men, tell the women to join us for our women's ministry. That's where we iron sharpen iron so that we can be good witnesses, so that we can be good defenders of the good news of Jesus Christ. Also want to invite you to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays for prayer. We're on our prayer line every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock and every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. That number is 774-220-4000. And the code is 55558. That's Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. I want to encourage you to join us for prayer. Where there is much prayer, there is much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Those are our announcements that we have. We look forward to worshiping with you on next Sunday morning. We'll be at our regular time, So we'll be back next Sunday morning for worship at 11:30. Want to encourage you to tell somebody to join us, to come and worship with us. It's so easy. All you got to do is dial in. Don't even have to leave the comforts of your warm home or get out your warm bed. You can just dial in and join us for worship. Let's make ready now for praise and worship. Sister Kamisha is coming with our exhortation of worship, and we'll have our praise and worship. Following praise and worship will be our speaker of the hour, Elder Dante Farmer. We're truly grateful to God for blessing him with all of his gifts and talents that God has bestowed upon him. And we are anticipating a word from the Lord through our very own Elder Farmer. Let us now prepare ourselves for praise and worship.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, how we come to give you glory and honor, oh, God. We just come to lift you up, oh, God. We magnify you, oh, God. We bless your holy name, oh, God, for you are the God of gods and the kings of kings, oh, God. You are our provider, oh, God. You are our healer, oh, God. You are the way in the middle of no way, oh, God. So we thank you, oh, God. We magnify you, oh, God. We lift you up, oh, God. We glorify you, oh, God. We come prepared, oh God, to lift up holy hands, oh God. We come prepared to receive a word from you, oh God. We come prepared, oh God, to dance and shout and to glorify you, oh God, because our hallelujah belongs to you, oh God. Our praise belongs to you, oh God. Our worship belongs to you, oh God. So now, God, clean us up, oh God. Renew within us the right spirit, oh God. Wash us as white as snow, oh God. So worship you within spirit and in truth, oh God, so that we can come before you, oh God, and chase after you, oh God, so that we can come and glorify you, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. We love you, 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 oh God. Oh, God, thank you for this time of praise and worship, oh, God. Thank you for this worship experience, oh, God. Thank you for your presence, oh, God. Thank you for your fresh anointing, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for this worship experience, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise team, join your life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wondrous? Put your hands together and sing this.
Come on. We are burning. Get that camera on them.
Didn't God
purify our hearts, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Sanctify my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need to see you. Oh, Father, tonight we're desperate for you. Now let your glory settle here. Y'all help me say, purify. It's real simple, church. Say purify.
Purify.
Ask him to sanctify my heart.
Sanctify.
Sing, children. Say
sanctify.
Hey, here we go. Oh, Lord, we need you. You say it. Come on.
Oh, Lord, we need you.
Elder Farmer, we yield this call over to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your tender mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace, oh, Heavenly Father. I thank you for blessing me, O Heavenly Father, this day to rise, O Heavenly Father, to witness your glory, O Heavenly Father. O Heavenly Father, I ask that you humble me right now, O Heavenly Father. I ask that you pour into me, O Heavenly Father, the things of your spirit, O Heavenly Father. Help me, O Heavenly Father, to understand the things, O Heavenly Father, that you are having me to deliver this day, O Heavenly Father. Guide me through your Holy Spirit, O Heavenly Father, so that it is not myself that is speaking, but you speaking through me. O Heavenly Father, I thank you and I glorify you through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. Well, hallelujah, saints. Today, Sunday's lesson will be called Good News for All. It will be taken from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 47. Elder Manyweather had read our devotional reading from Acts 15, verses 6 through 18, which is a coalition of the Acts of the Apostles, but it was through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we're getting ready to go into what the Holy Spirit was doing in the life of Peter amongst the Gentiles. Our aim for change. By the end of the lesson, we will explore the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, value the leadership of Peter in the early church and his relationship with Christ, and spread the good news that Christ is for all who want to know him. And keep in mind, then Peter replied, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. I'll be reading to you from the New Living Translation, chapter 10 of book of Acts, starting with the 34th verse. Then Peter replied, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching his message of baptism. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all he did throughout Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all the living and the dead. He is the one all the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out onto the Gentiles too. For they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God. Then Peter asks, can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit, just as we did? I have just read to you from the New Living Translation, the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 47. May God add a blessing to the reader, hearers, and doers of his holy word. And now we're going to go into the people, places, and times of what this particular message is describing about the gift of the Holy Spirit and how the gospel is applicable to all, that God is seeking out those that he's called. This is not talking about this generation or this particular geographic location or this particular prestige and rank and social status, but God is calling all to humble themselves so that he could be Lord of all. But the message today, that the good news is for all, is very important to understand what the good news means. Now here it is. Peter is getting ready to take this message to Cornelius. Now keep this in mind, that Cornelius is not Jewish, even though he adheres to Jewish law, but he's a Gentile. He was a Roman centurion, meaning that he was high ranking. He was a captain. He was one of the generals. But here it is, a Gentile. Came to know who God was, and he was seeking to know who Christ was. But the Greek term good news, evangelion, it's another military term for a praise report. It was when the generals, they sent their soldiers out to go on a mission. And after the soldiers went on that mission, they would go back and they would send a message that the mission has been completed. Whenever the mission is completed, that is good news. That's a praise report going up to God that the mission has been completed. They went out and preached the word. A little bit about Cornelius, with the possible exception of the Ethiopian eunuch that's found in chapter 8 of the book of Acts. Cornelius was the first Gentile cited in scripture to hear the gospel, receive salvation, and influence many to believe. Cornelius adhered to Jewish custom but was a Roman centurion, a high-ranking army official. Evidence of his piety was in the conversion of his whole household, and giving alms to the poor and praying to God in accordance with the Jewish ritual. However, because he was not a circumcised Jew, he could not worship in the inner sanctuary of the Jewish synagogue. He worshiped God on the fringes of his religious culture, but he still worshiped God, and God heard his prayers. Here it is. You know, we know a little bit about seclusion. You know, we know a little bit about segregation, but it didn't stop this man from still praising God. It didn't stop this man, no matter what it looked like, because everybody else was off into paganist worships or whatever. He knew who this real true God was, and he was seeking him even more. Here it is, you had a high-ranking official that wasn't necessarily concerned about his social status, but he was more so concerned about making sure that his soul and those who all were around them were saved. He didn't know what it was he was doing, but he knew he was going to praise God. He didn't matter. He knew that his life was on the line constantly. You got to think, by him being a Roman soldier at this particular time, we hear about the Roman and the Greek armies, but you got to think at this particular time when the Romans had came over and they invaded Jerusalem and they took it over. And so here it is. This is where the Roman Empire was at its mightiest. But God had a way of bringing all that down. We see through history God's move. But here it is, we're going to talk about Peter and his vision. In a vision at a time of fasting and prayer, the Lord spoke to Peter. After showing Peter animals given for food of all species, God commands Peter to rise, kill, and eat. However, as a devout Jew, Peter refuses to eat that which is his culture has deemed common and unclean. The Lord rebukes Peter, declaring that which God calls clean is no longer subject to being called unclean. I'm going to say that again. The Lord rebukes Peter, declaring that which God calls clean is no longer subject to being called unclean. Peter did not immediately understand the meaning of the vision. But as he thought about more, the Spirit of the Lord gave him revelation. God used Cornelius to minister to Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. Let's keep this in mind. God used Cornelius, this is a Gentile, a centurion, high-ranking official in the Roman army. But it was Cornelius who ministered to Peter, who followed Jesus. So see, sometimes, you know, we can think that we know it all and that we can't learn nothing. But sometimes God uses other means and avenues to teach us lessons. The main lesson that God tries to instill in us is to be humble. He said, yes, you be like your master, but you don't be above your master. Or in other words, he said, you be like your teacher, but you don't go above your teacher. You go out and teach others the way, and you teach them right. You continue to be a student, because the more you study, the more you can show yourself approved in the word. God used Cornelius to minister to Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. Peter was surrounded by the cultural divisions between the Jews and Gentiles, black and white. Although he had heard Jesus preach salvation to all nations, Peter struggled to think outside the boundaries, outside the box of exclusion and inclusion. The contrast between Jew and Gentile was great and stressed, but many barriers, culture, language, prejudicial hatred, and geography. Through a vision and instructions to join Cornelius' entourage, the Lord helps Peter understand that his gift of salvation is available to the Jews, the Greeks, and all who believe. From this revelation, Peter vows never again to call any man common, unclean, or unworthy of the gospel. Why are all people, Jew, Gentile, male, female, any race, equal before God? That's the question that this lesson asks us. It says, why are all people, Jew, Gentile, male, female, any race, equal before God? We're equal before God because we were created in his image. We are the apple of his eye. He is the one who has given us the breath of life. He is the one who has given us the things in order for us to praise and worship him. We are his precious jewel. He said we are a royal priesthood. As we look at things in the negative, God always finds a positive. God knows how to deal with the negative. He knows how to bring it together. God looks at us and calls us all equal because he loves us all. That's the good news, that God loves us all. It's through love that God brings us back together. But it's learning love and living love that we have a problem dealing with. But that's where the gospel comes in. Peter declares that God shows no partiality but accepts all people who revere him and do what is right. The same Peter who considered non-Jews and especially Greeks as unclean now stands preaching the gospel to a Greek congregation. He confesses the truth that God does not play cultural favorites, but that he favors people from any nation who reverence him in righteousness. Peter preaches the good news of Christ to the people gathered with Cornelius. He tells them of the gospel, John's water baptism, Jesus' anointing of the Holy Spirit and of the good works, healings, and crucifixion which will follow. But praise God, the crucifixion is not the end of the story. Peter affirms himself as an eyewitness to the truth that Jesus came to life again. I'm going to say that again. Peter affirms himself as an eyewitness to the truth that Jesus came to life again. That means that he is no longer on the cross, that he is no longer in the cave, but that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. That means that Peter is saying that I bear witness to the truth. This is the good news, that everything that we hope for is not lost. Everything that we hope for is already sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he blesses us with this gift in order for us to sit right along with him. Following Christ's command, he preaches that Jesus was ordained of God to be the judge. The good news does not consist of judgment only. Peter further affirms that Jesus is in fulfillment of prophecy, takes away the sin of those who believe in him, who submit to his leadership. The simple message based on the recent historical facts must have immediately moved the hearers to believe, because the next thing that happened is a sign of such. How will you present a simple gospel message to someone who had not heard it before? How do you introduce a brand new thing? Well, we could take some principles that's being pointed out that Peter teaches us. He didn't go there on his own merit. He didn't want to go in the first place. But he was led by the Spirit. You know, Peter, you know, Peter a baby kid. we got to remember Peter now. Peter much more than a fisherman now. Peter used to get into some things. Peter a baby kid, but Peter ain't no fool either. But here it is, after Peter got the revelation from the Lord that, no, go, I'm sending you. They want to know me, but they need for you to go tell them. Peter submitted to the call of the Lord and was led by the Holy Spirit to do the work. How do we present a simple message of salvation to somebody that ain't never heard it before? We just love on them. Sometimes they could be like, it ain't just as simple as that. No, you just be yourself. You just love on them. Because if you are walking with the Spirit and the Spirit of the living Lord is walking in you, it's going to be evident to where you ain't got to say nothing. The Spirit is going to run through the talking. You just follow the Spirit's lead. The Spirit will give you the words to speak. For Jesus has said it is written. He said that it would not be you who are speaking, but the Spirit of my Father speaking through you. We constantly spend time with the Lord and we consume of his word. We know of his ways. We know his heart. We know his direction to go. We can see clearly even when it's dark. We can see clearly in the fog. We don't get dismayed by what's in our way. We're not disturbed by the trials. We just keep it pushing, praying until something happens, because we know that our hope is not in vain. The simple message of the gospel is just the good news, our testimony of what God has did in our own life. That's the good news, that yes, I was once lost, but now I am saved. And being saved is much more than just singing a hymn or a Sunday school lesson or a church song. No, because we know how things could be. But we praise him because we saved. Yeah, just because we saved don't mean that we still got it easy and that we perfect. It's just that, if only you knew the gospel that we know. we got a reason to praise, but it's through that simple message of opening up ourselves in order for that message to be heard. We ain't got to always speak. We ain't got to always be creative. We just have to be available for the Spirit to lead us and put us in position, and then we just guard the post and let the Spirit do the rest, and we just follow the Spirit lead. Spirit say move, we move. Spirit say go, go. Spirit say stop, stop. Spirit say sit, sit. We talk, we talk. When it's time to shut up, we shut up. But in times we shutting up, that's when we're paying attention to the Lord and we taking notes. This is what this lesson teaches us about Peter, that even though he was a leader of the church, even the Lord had to send him down sometimes. We had to make sure that the revelations that we have is a revelation that's coming from the Lord and not a revelation that's coming from the world. Our job as ministers of the gospel is to reveal to the world the good news that this here is God's house. While Peter was preaching, the Holy Spirit came upon the people who heard him. As the word was preached, the hearers believed and were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Jewish believers were amazed as they watched the Gentiles speak in tongues and worship God. This is evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit being poured out on the Gentiles, and it cannot be denied. The Jewish believers had questioned the possibility of regarding the Gentiles as full members of the Christian church, namely including them in the ceremony of baptism. Peter settles the questions, saying that any who receive baptism in the Holy Spirit could not be denied the baptism by water. John the Baptist said this. He says that the baptism that I baptize you with is with water, but the baptism that he baptizes you with, yeah, you don't want to hear about that fire. The baptism that we are baptized with is the baptism of the living God, the Holy Ghost. Without that, we are dead spiritually, no matter how alive we might think that we are. But when we got God's Spirit moving through us, nothing is impossible for he who believes, because we believe of the Spirit that's within. The baptism in the Spirit was an indicative of an inward conversion. The baptism by water was an indicative of an outward inclusion into the family of God. I'm going to break this down. It's pretty much ceremonially, we're showing the public this initiation into this new organization. But secretly, it's the Holy Spirit that has already done his work. But publicly, we are confirming the works of the Holy Spirit. That's that faith in works. We have seen the Spirit move. Now we must follow the Spirit's lead. Peter commanded that Cornelius, his family, and his friends, the Gentile converts, be baptized with water in the name of Jesus as they had been baptized by the Holy Spirit. Recall and share the story of your own baptism. Was it joyous, bittersweet, solemn? That's that time when you knew that you came to the Lord, when you knew he called you, when you knew it was something different and you couldn't figure it out. But once you figured it out, and it's like things change. If you have the Spirit in you of God, things change. Things might look messed up on the outside, but on the inside, things change. And as time, that's what patience that's that seed grows and mature. It starts to blossom, and you start seeing the branches spreading out. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Our liberating lesson, wrapping this up. Like trees in a forest, Christians need to support one another. When we find Christians of dissimilar races, cultures, classes, genders, callings, and expressions of worship, we should become like a forest of trees and link up to nourish one another in the faith. And that's the edification, and that's the body of the building up of all the members. Through our inclusion of all believers, the church is fortified and God is glorified. I'm going to say that again. The church is built up. That means when the church is built up, that means that the foundation is properly laid, which is the word of God. That means that the outside detail is all taken care of in order for the believers and those living the word to be saved. That's the Levites. We're going to go deep on this. That's that security when it's fortified, when it's that strong tower, because it's the Holy Spirit that's guiding us. And when all believers are in accordance with the Holy Spirit, we are protected, for no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we always have a shield of faith. Instead of excluding Christians who do not look like us or worship like us, we must extend our roots of righteousness to give that we have and get what we need to grow as the church until Christ returns. Our application for activation. When was the last time you or your church had worship or fellowship with one another body of Christian believers that you know has doctrinal differences? That means different teaching, different ways of doing things. Just not everything's the same, but it's all in line with the Spirit. A good place to begin to know others in the body of Christ is through neighborly relationships. If someone in your family, workplace, or neighborhood belongs to a different church or denomination, ask them if you might accompany them to a fellowship or worship service and extend a rhetorical invitation. Resist the temptation to rank or condemn the various styles of expressions of worship, but rather seek to experience God through the eyes of another. This is what God is talking about when he says, my family, when he calls us all sons and daughters. And you see through the book of Acts, they weren't in Jerusalem. They were traveling out. Jerusalem was the home base, but they went out. That's the mission field. They went out to different posts to spread the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for all, and that on the third day God raised him from the dead in order for us to have peace with God. That's the good news, that the work was done, and that's what we want to hear when we go to the Father's, well done, good and faithful servant. You went out and you told him the good news. Elder Manyweather, I yield the call to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, we bless it. We bless the Lord today for what a powerful message coming in today. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but I've been smiling from start to finish. Good news for all. Elder Farmer, God bless you for that powerful message delivered beautifully by the Holy Spirit through you. We praise God for the efforts that you put into sharing the gospel with us today. And we thank God. And my brothers and sisters, we want to encourage you to go back, if you will, sometime today or this week and read that full chapter of chapter 10 in the book of Acts, because there may be a Cornelius that's waiting for us, that's praying right now to God, and God may want to use us this week or in the coming days to deliver a message, even though they may not be of our ethnicity, our color, our creed, but God can use us and we can learn from them, and we will see the power of the anointing fall upon the people of God. There are people that love God that may not be the same color as we are. But you know what? God wants to use us through the power of his Spirit. We praise God for each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters, and we thank God for the move of his Spirit today. And if all hearts are clear, again, traveling grace to the pastor and the family and all that will be traveling today, we pray that you will have a blessed week in the Lord and let God use you mightily through his Spirit. As the elder taught us just now, just be available to the Spirit. Make your heart available. Make your hands available that God may use you this week. So our benediction will be, what I say to one, I say unto all. Watch, fight, and pray, and live holy every day. Have a blessed week, my brothers and sisters, and know that the Lord is with you, and he wants to use you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.